Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah is brought to you by Sunrise Dental. Visit any of Sunrise Dental's four area locations or go to visitsunrise.com.
Hello, it's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix 101.5. Nothing like trying to get to work or wherever you're off to, then you see something really weird and crazy on the road. What did you witness while driving? 919-860-1015. I bring it up because I saw this headline today out of Montana, and you think this would just be a regular occurrence, but I guess not. A woman was driving home, and randomly she saw a circus elephant walking down the road next to her.
Elephant walking down the road. Oh, my God.
Only in Butte.
The circus elephant got loose.
Where are you going, friend? And he's gone.
Great laugh.
I know, great laugh. And good for that elephant. Just like, no, not today. Today I'm getting coffee.
She almost went full Chewbacca mom. I wanted that next part, but she stayed at like, yeah, she stayed right there. I wish she had put the throttle down a little bit because I heard what you heard too,
yeah,
Brian.
She was like an F3 Chewbacca mom. Yes. Not quite an F5.
So, you know, with that, I didn't know circus elephants were still a thing. I thought they got rid of that. But I guess in Montana, things are like, whatever, you're in Montana.
Do they not treat the elephants very well at the circus?
I mean, it's just like the idea of keeping an elephant in captivity. Like, you want to have it to be free and in the wild.
Either way, what
did you just go on a snoring safari?
That's a different kind of zoo.
Yeah.
Their habitats are massive.
Yeah, especially the Ashboro one. Oh, my gosh.
All right, with that, what did you witness while driving in Montana? A woman saw a elephant just hanging out next to her as she was driving.
That's funny.
Driving to work. What was it for you, Rebecca? What happened? What did you witness while driving?
So I was traveling for work in New Haven, Connecticut, and I had a rental car. And all of a sudden, in front of me, there's like this SWAT team coming out with guns. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is a rental car. I don't know who had it before me.
Oh, no.
What?
What happened? Keep going.
Well, I don't know what happened, but they waved me on. And I was getting on 95. I don't know if it was an exercise or if there was a bank robbery or a fugitive out, but it wasn't me. But I was really worried for a while.
Yeah. But in that moment, what were you hypothesizing? What were you thinking was in your rental car?
I don't know.
Like cocaine in the tires or something.
Yeah, I know you had thoughts. I know you were like running through your mind. What were some of those things?
I was thinking, I don't know who had this car before me. I don't know what it is.
But it's not me, I swear.
But it's not me. You were preparing your story and looking up defense
Rebecca,
lawyers.
That's crazy. I did not have something like that happen to me. I was in the middle of a high-speed chase one time as I was going home. This was when I lived in Indianapolis several years ago, but a car zoomed around me. The cop car zoomed around me. I'm like, what is going on right now? Rebecca, wild story. Thanks for calling to share that.
Have a good one.
Yeah, nothing like getting your rental car seized from, you know, the American government or wherever you were.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Bye, Rebecca.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
919-860-1015. Good luck beating Rebecca's story. That's an all-time one right there. But what did you witness while driving to work because you're like, look to your right or left, and you're like, wait, what? Is that really happening? What are you laughing about?
I saw an emu or an ostrich on the side of the road. Like, I'm just driving.
Emu.
I wish it was the Limu Emu with the aviator shades. But yeah, I'm just driving through rural North Carolina field. I'm like looking on the passenger side and it's like field, 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 emu, field, field, field. And it was like right by the side of the road. And I was like, did I? And I made us turn around and yep, there was a big, gigantic bird just standing right by the side of the road, not behind a fence.
How does that even happen?
I guess it got out.
From the emu farm?
Apparently so.
It's Kyle Bridie and Sarah Mix 101.5.
Bored with your current job? Looking for a new career? With better pay and better conditions? Sunrise Dental may have just what you're looking for with their Sunrise School of Dental Assisting. Trained to be a dental assistant in only 13 weeks of 2 evening classes per week. Classes take place at a Raleigh dental office and are taught by experienced professionals. Open to anyone who has graduated from high school or above. Apply today and receive $300 off tuition. Go to sunriseschoolofdentalassisting.com.